请我们翻到约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 1, verse 1.
第十九节，约翰所做的见证记在下面。第一章第十九节，约翰所做的见证记在下面。
Testimony of John the Baptist, chapter 1, verse 19.
二十五节。
Verse 29.
他们就问他说：“你既不是基督，不是以利亚，也不是那先知，为什么施洗呢？”
Verse 29. Then they asked him, "Why then are you baptizing if you are neither the Christ nor Elijah nor the prophet?"
二十六节，约翰回答说：“我是用水施洗，但有一位站在你们中间，是你们不认识的。”
Verse 26, John answered them, "I baptize you with water, but among you stands one you do not know."
就是那在我以后来的，我给他解鞋带也不配。
John answered, "And even he who comes after me, the strap of those sandals I am not worthy to untie."
这是在约旦河外伯大尼约翰施洗的地方。做的见证。
Verse 20. These things took place in Bethany across the Jordan where John was baptizing.
29节。
Verse 29.
次日，约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
35节。
Verse 35.
再次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那里。
The next day, again, John was staying with two of his disciples.
他见耶稣行走，就说：“看哪，这是神的羔羊。”
And he looked at Jesus as he walked by and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣。
The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus.
耶稣转过身来，看见他们跟着，就问他们说：“你们要什么？”他们说：“拉比在哪里住？”拉比翻出来就是夫子。
Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, "What are you seeking?" And he said to him, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where you are staying?"
耶稣说：“你们来看。”他们就去看他在哪里住。这一天便与他同住。那时约有申正了。
He said to them, "Come, you will see." So they came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour.
感谢主，今天是我们这一次四福音比较的第二堂。
Today that This session is the harmony of the God, the second session of the harmony of the gospel.
我们要接着昨天晚上所说的。
We shall continue what we have mentioned last night.
因为我们有录音的缘故，所以我不再重复。
Because we have this recording, we shall not repeat what we have said last night.
我们知道约翰福音乃是大概约翰快100岁的时候写的。
We know that the Gospel of John was written by John when he was about a century.
在12个使徒里面。约翰是最后一个离开这个世界。
Amongst the 12 disciples, John was the last one to leave this world.
但是他也是第一个跟随主的门徒。
But he too was the first to follow Christ.
所以只有他可以告诉我们说，我们的主是 Alpha 也是 Omega。
And so he is the one who is able to say that our Lord Jesus is the Alpha as well as the Omega.
十二个门徒里面最早一个跟随主，也是最后一个到荣耀里去的。
And that he was the first to follow Jesus, and he was also the last to enter into his glory.
现在保罗已经到荣耀里去了。
We know that today that Paul has entered into the glory.
同行的彼得也到荣耀里去。
And we know together Peter has also entered into glory.
现在约翰仍旧天天背起十字架来跟随他的主。
And yet John is still taking up bearing his cross to follow Jesus.
第一个世纪几乎已经走完了。
It was almost towards the end of the first century.
我们的主升天大概也已经快70年了。
And after the ascension of Christ was already about 70 years.
结果主仍旧留约翰在这个地上。
But the Lord still allowed John to remain on earth.
所以当他写约翰福音的时候。
And so when John wrote the Gospel of John.
他大概已经快100岁。
He was nearly 100 years old.
在人来看那个时候的年龄已经很大很大了。
From the human point of view, that it is a very elderly age.
但是呢，等到他写约翰福音的时候
，and so when he wrote the Gospel of John,
圣灵给他让他写这一章这一卷书的时候和马太马可路加都不一样。
And so when Lord allowed him to record this John, Gospel of John, it was entirely different from the other three Gospels, Matthew, John, Matthew, Mark.
你记得我们的主遇见彼得的时候。
Do you remember when Peter met Christ?
他正在撒网。
At the time that he was casting his nets.
所以后来彼得的执事就是撒网的执事。
And so we know that
the ministry
of Peter is casting the net.
那么所以你记得在五旬节那一天
And so at the day of the Pentecost,
他一网撒下去结果三千条鱼就进来
And we know that as he cast the net that there were about 3,000 were saved
后来另外一网下去五千条鱼就进来
And another occasion that he cast the net again 5,000 were saved
主说我要叫你得人如得鱼
Because the Lord told him that he is going to be fishers of men
果然彼得是个撒网的人
And so Peter is one that who cast the net.
所以最早的时候，你看见教会诞生的时候，是彼得开了福音的门。
We know that the birth of church, it was Peter who opened the door.
后来，我们的主呼召了保罗。
Later on, God has called, our Lord has called Paul.
那么保罗是一个支搭帐篷的人。
We know that Paul is one who mans the tent.
支搭帐篷。他是支搭帐篷。
He's the tent maker.
所以。我们知道说他的执事乃是建造的执事。
And so that we know his ministry is the building ministry.
所以借着彼得的执事教会诞生了。
That we know through the ministry of Peter that comes the birth of the church.
借着保罗的执事教会就成长。
That we know through the ministry of Paul the church began to grow.
但是当主呼召约翰的时候。
But when the Lord called John.
约翰刚好在捕网。
That he was the time that he was manning the net.
所以他后来的执事乃是捕网的执事。
And so that his ministry is to man the net.
现在当他写约翰福音或者写启示录或者写约翰一书二书三书的时候。
Whether he was writing the Gospel of John, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, and Revelation.
那个时候福音的网慢慢开始破。
That we know that at that time, the net of the gospel is beginning to have hope.
人认识我们的主是君王借着马太福音。
We humans recognize Christ as a king is through the book of Matthew.
大家也认识基督就是神的仆人，借着马可福音。
And so we recognize that Christ is a servant that it is through the book of Mark.
大家也知道说我们的主他是人子，做了我们的救主。
And we know that our Lord Jesus is also the Son of Man. He is our Savior.
但是现在约翰要起来做捕网的工作。
But now.Comes John. He's the one who's going to mend the nets.
因为在神的儿女中，好像不大明白主耶稣乃是神的儿子。
That amongst God's children, many of us do not recognize that Jesus is the Son of God.
所以约翰就写了约翰福音。
And so this is the reason that John has written the Gospel of John.
当他写约翰福音的时候，你看和其他三本都不一样。
And we know that when he wrote this gospel, it was entirely different from the other three gospels.
这个约翰福音好像是约翰的回忆录。
And we know that. This is as if that this gospel is a memento of John himself.
他大概走了快一个世纪的道路了。
He has covered almost the journey of a century.
他已经到了人生的黄昏。
Now he is coming to the twilight of his age.
他没有多久，他要见主。
No longer, in a short while, he's going to meet his Lord.
所以在这个时候，当他写约翰福音的时候
，And so this time, as he wrote this gospel of John,
一面给我们认识那位主，他是神的儿子。
On one hand, we recognize and we can see that he portrayed the Jesus as the Son of God.
另一面，约翰也给我们看他所经历的主是怎样的一位。
And that he also has shown us that how he experienced this Lord that he knows.
马太、马可、路加
，Matthew, Mark, and Luke
给我们看见主是怎样的一位主。
That we can see that who our Lord is.
他曾经2000年前来到这地上。
2,000 years ago, he came to this earth.
所以一切都是历史的，一切都是客观的。
Everything is is history. Everything is from the subjective view.
约翰福音也是如此。
And so it is the same for the Gospel of John.
但是约翰福音比那个要深一点。
But we know that the Gospel of John, in fact, have gone deeper.
因为约翰福音有两次讲的怀里。
Twice. In the Gospel of John, it talks about the bosom.
第一次是第一章讲到父怀里的独生子。
So the first is was the son of in the father's bosom.
然后到了第十三章的时候，讲的约翰 侧身靠近主耶稣的怀里。
And we know that in chapter 13, it talks about John has come close to be in the bosom of Christ.
就这两个怀就解释了整本的约翰福音。
And we know that with these two occasions, it explains the entire gospel of John.
我们的主是在父怀里的独生子。
But we know that our Lord Jesus is in the bosom of the Father.
这就是约翰福音所启示的。
And that he's because that is what the revelation of John.
所以在约翰福音里面，主耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。”
And that is why the Lord told us that he is the way, the truth, and the life.
我是真葡萄树。
That I am the true vine.
我是门。
I am the door.
我是复活，我也是生命。
I am the resurrection. I am the life.
所以我们的主启示他自己是神的儿子。
And so our Lord revealed himself as the Son of God.
那么主耶稣讲的父的时候一共讲了120次。
And so the word when he mentioned the Father altogether is 120 times.
但是主耶稣讲的我的时候也是120次。
And every time that the Lord Jesus mentioned about himself, it was also 120 times.
120次讲的父。
120 times refer to the Father.
120次讲的我。
120 times refer to him.
然后他说我与父原为一。
He says, I and the Father are one.
所以他果然是神的独生子。
And truly that Christ is the begotten Son of God.
神爱世人，甚至将他独生子赐给他们。
For God so loved the world that he has given us his only begotten Son.
所以弟兄姊妹，在约翰福音给我们看见我们主怎样在父的怀里。
And so our brothers and sisters, the Gospel of John, you can see that this begotten Son says is in the bosom of the Father.
他从天降下，人就在天。
That we know those is descended from heaven, and yet he is still in heaven.
马太福音给我们看主耶稣像狮子一样，他是君王。
And we know that in Matthew we portray that the Christ is like king. He's the king and he is a face of the lion.
约翰福音给我们看见他像老鹰一样。
That we know in the Gospel of John he is like an eagle.
老鹰有神创造老鹰，老鹰就是他的眼睛非常特别。
And we know eagle has a very spectacular eyesight.
所以当神创造老鹰的眼睛的时候，那个老鹰的眼睛可以直接看见太阳的光，他的眼睛不瞎的。
That we know that eagles can look into the sun and that his eyes will never be blind.
当主耶稣在父的怀里瞻仰父神的容脸的时候。
And when Jesus is the boss of the Father, when he looked at the glory of the Father, the face of the Father,
他面对着宇宙中的太阳，他没有瞎眼。
That we know that he was not blinded as he was looking at the glory of the universe.
所以他的生命是老鹰的生命。
That we know that he has the life of an eagle.
所以当你读约翰福音的时候。
And so when you come to the Gospel of John,
你看你约翰在那补网，给我们看见他是神的儿子。
That with as he meant, he has shown us that our Lord is the Son of God.
但是不止如此。
Not only that,
约翰说他自己是主耶稣所爱的那个门徒。
And John has mentioned that he is the disciple whom Jesus loved.
他就是那位侧身靠近主耶稣怀里的那一位。
He was the one who had drawn near to the bosom of Christ.
所以现在他告诉我们，不止主耶稣在父的怀里。
Not only that our Lord, he was in the bosom of the Father.
他代表所有的基督徒也在主耶稣的怀里。
And so as John represents the other, all the disciples, he too was in the bosom of the Father.
在父的怀里。
Of our Lord.
我们的主怎样在父里面，父也怎样在主里面。
How the Son is in the Father and the Father is also in the Son.
同样当约翰在主的怀里的时候，那么我主约翰怎样在主里面，主也怎样在他里面。
And so how John is in our Lord Jesus and similarly our Lord is also in John.
所以约翰不只讲了启示。
No, John not only mentioned the revelation, the part of the revelation.
主耶稣怎样是神的儿子。
That how he revealed that Jesus is the Son of God.
约翰也讲经历。
John also mentioned about his experience.
他怎样能够住在基督里？
How he experienced that he can live in the Lord.
怎样能坐在主的？怎样能够坐在主的脚？
How he is able to be seated at the feet of Jesus.
怎样在主的怀里瞻仰主自己的荣耀？
In the bosom of Christ, how does he look up unto the glory of Jesus?
然后约翰做见证说。
And so this is the testimony of John.
我们也看见过他的荣耀，正是独生子的荣耀。
We said we have seen the glory, and it is the glory.Of the begotten Son.
所以不要忘记，这是约翰的回忆录。
And this is the memento of John himself.
他不只发现耶稣基督是神的儿子。
Not only that he discovered that Jesus is the Son of God.
已经70年了。
And it's almost 70 years.
主耶稣已经升天这么多年了。
We know that our Lord has ascended into heaven so
many years. 约翰仍旧住在基督里面。
And yet John is still dwelling in Christ.
他仍旧与基督同行。
And now that he is still walking with Christ.
他仍旧背起十字架来跟从主。
He is still taking up his cross to follow Christ.
他从黑发一直跟主到了白头。
We know from his dark hair, now he has turned into white hair.
现在他年纪越来越大。
Now that he is now aged.
当圣灵借着他来写约翰福音的时候
And so when the Spirit prompted him to write the Gospel of John
结果圣灵就把他带回到他第一次遇见主的时候
And the Spirit had brought him where the first occasion he has first met the Lord
因为他知道他人生的开